This part of the show is brought to you by the 5-Day Forecast. A little secret. It's a total and complete work of fiction.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
We apologize, but due to the lapse in federal funding, we are unable to take your call.
That is so stupid.
Let's get this radio show started.
Oh, I will be there in two flaps of a butterfly's wing.
Good morning, handsome.
Do you know what day it is?
Today is National Boyfriend Day.
A boyfriend?
Boyfriend?
I don't have a boyfriend.
I have a boyfriend.
A boyfriend?
What?
You have a boyfriend?
I do today.
I'm here to love you.
That's what boyfriends do.
Happy National Boyfriend Day.
It's showtime.
I don't know who comes up with these things. It is the Mike Show. So happy you can join us right here, right now on Radio 434. The Radio 434 apps and Radio434.com. Also on Alexa.
Hello.
Yep. How in the heck do you get the live show and our feature channel on Alexa, you ask? Well, it's simple. Enable the skill. Just waddle on up to your Alexa and say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And...
Hello.
She will. And then every time you want to listen after that, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434.
Hello! Yep.
You can find the podcast on Alexa. That's even easier. Just say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And
Hello! And
you can search the Mike Show VA on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, pretty much everywhere you get your podcasts. And you can also just go to our website, Radio434.com. And if you click on the Mike Show channel, you'll find not only a link to our live show whenever we're live, but you'll also find a link to our podcast, too, if it's easier for you. And you can watch our Facebook Live, our video simulcast of the show. That's up at The Mike Show VA. All right. Today, big day, Theatre Thursday. We have here, let me get rid of this, and then let me click here and click screen, and then click that, and nope, click that. There we go. All right. We have... Cullen Makri and Asad Meki, they're going to be joining us. They will be at the Academy Center of the Arts on November 1. Tickets are still available. You can get your tickets by visiting academycenter.org. It's Hiprov. Now, what the heck is Hiprov? You've seen Cullen. And you've seen him on Whose Line Is It Anyway? You've seen him improvising comedy with professionals. You've seen him improvising comedy with willing participants from the audience. Now they're doing it under hypnosis. No, they're not hypnotized. The audience is hypnotized. And not the entire audience, because that wouldn't make any sense. No one would remember the show. So they bring up some willing participants and they hypnotize them, and then they act out skits. I am dying to learn more. So we're going to have these guys on the show a little bit later on today. So please be staying tuned. All right. Also on the program, of course, we're going to get really, really smart with your five random facts. We're going to get really, really dumb with your stupid criminals in the news. And then we've got this. Introducing... Here, wait. Let's get a sound effect for this one. Introducing the poop copter. Yeah. It is a drone that collects dog poo. All right. And so we're going to tell you about that. We're going to tell you about the entrepreneur from Minnesota who invented this thing. And by the way, you can even sky dump the contents on your neighbors. All right. That's I said on your neighbors.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Maybe. Then our top list. Top other annoying daily tasks that we should get the drones to do for us. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust?
CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
Drone delivery.
Who is it?
Drone delivery.
Oh, my books must have arrived.
Here are your books.
Drone delivery.
Who's there?
Drone delivery.
Daddy, I'm scared.
Get the kids in the basement. No way! I'm not answering. I've heard about you drones.
Pizza drone.
Oh, well, in that case...
Well, I mean, in that case, you know, it's pizza.
God, pizza.
Yeah, it's pizza drone. Anyway, have you heard of the poop drone?
No.
Well, you're gonna.
Okay.
So this guy from Minnesota, his name is Caleb Olson. He's just unveiled an invention he calls the poop copter. He describes it as the world's first aerial-bound, self-guided dog poop removal system.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if I can find a picture of it. I mean, I don't want to show the video. So
what could possibly go wrong?
Well, I'll tell you. So apparently, it's a drone that can detect a dog's poo within a defined space, like a yard. So you pick a yard.
Okay. I can do that.
It lowers itself to scoop it up.
Okay.
Then carries the poo away to dispose of it.
To locations unknown.
Caleb says it's kind of like a UFO. Here, I'll let you listen to what he has to say about the subject.
The drone can spin fast enough in midair such that the mechanism will fling open and you can sky dump on your neighbors or wherever you want to make that happen. Patrolling, detecting, picking up, and dropping off is the poop copter at its core.
Uh-huh. Mm. All right. So, yes, you could sky dump on your neighbors is what he just said.
Okay.
Okay. So, what could possibly go wrong?
I can't think of anything.
Mm-hmm. Instead of abducting people like a UFO, it abducts dog poo.
Can you really abduct dog poo, though?
Well, I don't know. Anyway, so there's the idea is that these things would be able to work on their own, kind of like a Roomba. Again, what could possibly go wrong? And it could work in conjunction with AI.
Yeah.
Again, what could possibly go wrong?
If there's one thing I trust AI with, it's dog poop.
Yeah. There aren't any details on when you might be able to buy one of these things or how much they cost. Caleb says he's trying to figure out if he wants to position it as a direct-to-consumer product or use them to create a service industry where workers come to your house with a fleet of these things, like a weekly visit from the garbage collector or the pool maintenance.
Yeah, but at some point, though, I think, doesn't that defeat the purpose? I mean, if you have to have a crew come with these things.
Exactly. Exactly. That's what I was thinking.
Eventually, shouldn't you just have them show up on their own?
You should just autonomously show up on their own, controlled by AI. Anyway, so that brings us to our top list. Now that there's a drone that picks up dog poop and disposes it for us, so we say, why stop there?
Yeah.
See what we mean with today's list. It's our top list today. Top other annoying daily tasks we should just get the drones to do for us.
Okay.
All right. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay. Here we go. Number one, read our kids a bedtime story.
Yep.
Find our earbuds. Remove that sticker from our apples. To put a sticker on it.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Top and other annoying.
Nobody wants to eat that.
Nobody wants to eat that. Have you eaten one?
Well, I mean, I like to eat. I mean, what's the next one?
Top other annoying daily tasks we should just get the drones to do for us. Change the Brita filter. Actually, she does change the Brita filter, but she always puts the Brita pitcher back in the damn refrigerator with this much water in the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
This much. And then I saw our daughter do it because, you know, she sees mommy just, you know, put the darn thing in there. Mm-hmm. And magically, the Brita pitcher gets filled up. Magically.
Hmm.
Every day it's just like magic. You know, have you seen the video of that guy?
And, oh, yeah.
And he's sitting on the couch and he's just lounging and he's got junk everywhere laying on the coffee table and you know, dirty dishes and he crumbs and everything. And his wife is just like livid with him. And he says, "Calm down. Calm down. Look, I don't know how it works, but every day I leave it like this, and every day I come home, and it's magically cleaned. I don't know if this is a magic table.
Doesn't matter what you put on it.
Doesn't matter what you put on it. It's a magic table."
Yeah.
And here all the time she was cleaning up.
Oh, yeah.
Well, anyway, so it's I put the Brita pitcher. I always fill it. Oh, and then the other thing is the damn coffee maker. Okay? The Keurig. Okay, it needs filled up with water, and she will make.
Don't say.
Yeah, she will make her coffee, and it'll get down to where it's nothing,
mm-hmm.
and she never puts any water in it. So I end up having to put the water in it.
I wonder why she doesn't put the water in those things.
I, you know, probably because I put the water in
that
those things.
That might be the reason.
It might be. Very much so. Anyway, we digress. Getting back to our top list. Top other annoying. Top other, take three, top other annoying daily tasks we should get drones to do for us.
Mm-hmm.
Find parking at Target. Find parking at Target. Explain Instagram to our grandparents. Top other annoying daily tasks we should get the drones to do for us. Clean the microwave after our bowl of pasta sauce pops.
Yeah.
Top other annoying daily tasks we could get drones to do for us. Attend destination weddings. Open our ketchup packets. And top other annoying daily tasks we could get drones to do for us. Wake up at an ungodly hour in the morning for our stupid job because we didn't finish high school. Sorry.
Yes, that's... Venting. We can't get drones to do
that. Yeah, we could. The Mike Show. What is today? Today's Thursday. So happy you could join us on the program. Coming up, we got news. And we got not headline news. That's all on the way. Plus, we've got your five random facts. But while we've got Rob in the corner, in the hot seat, Rob, you've been gone for quite some time.
True.
And you look different.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Well, I don't know if you can really see.
I don't want to see them.
No.
I want to see them.
I had skin removal surgery number 3.
Okay, so for those that have just totally missed it, for those that
been living under a rock,
didn't know, Rob, at one point, what was your heaviest?
555.
555.
Yep.
Okay. And I mean, Rob's a big guy to begin with. He's a tall, big dude. Big bone structure, big dude. Yep. 555 pounds.
Yep.
How much do you weigh now?
This morning I was 217.
I now weigh more than you.
Huh.
Do you realize that?
I did not realize that.
I am a fat man. I now weigh more than Rob.
Yeah, I didn't realize that.
Yeah. So, Rob, you had the surgery on the stomach. What's that called? To control the eating or to shrink that down. What's that called?
I had a kind of a more advanced version. It's called a duodenal switch.
Okay.
And basically it's really two surgeries. They turn your stomach into like the little banana shape.
Okay.
But then they also removed a bunch of my intestines. So that I eat less and absorb less.
Okay. So they did that. That's a big surgery.
Yes.
So you lost and lost and lost weight, and continued to shrink. But all your stuff, all your skin, all your, you know, everything was still there.
Yep.
And so you've undergone the surgeries to remove that. And the last one, fixed your boobies.
Yeah. Yeah. So the last one was, extra skin on my sides, under my arms, and my man boobs.
Man boobs.
Yep.
So the man boobs are gone.
Yeah.
And you have new nipples.
Well, they're the same nipples.
Okay.
They're just in a different place.
I was going to ask if you got donor nipples, they came off a cadaver, how does that work?
Yeah. Well, they cut off these big chunks. Then they just cut out the nipples.
Okay. Okay.
And reattached them, apparently, where nipples are supposed to go.
All right.
Because mine weren't where they're supposed to be.
But now they are.
But now they are.
Okay, yeah. So.
Nice beaver.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I just had it stuffed.
Yes, let me help you with that.
Okay, so now they're the way they should be. Where they should be.
They're getting there, yeah. They're, okay. They're where they should be. They're just healing up.
Okay. All right, so we don't want to see that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good Lord. Rob has been dying to show me his nipples. Since he got his surgery, and I refuse I will invite you to the pool.
I'm rich.
Shut up.
You're not.
I'll invite you to the pool, and there you can officially unveil your nipples where you're supposed to.
Okay.
Okay.
Sarah wanted to see him. I showed him to her.
Sarah is Sarah. Okay.
That is true.
Sarah is a different animal than me. So
that's,
yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's true.
Happy.
Boys and girls are different.
Well, and Sarah is much different.
We can discuss that off the air.
Well, we can discuss it on the air too. Well, anyway, so very, very happy that you're back.
Yes.
Glad that all the surgeries went well.
Yep.
Everything in your life is tracking along.
Yep.
You look great. You look happy.
Thanks.
You're not scowling anymore.
No.
You're not looking like you want to kill someone on the other side of the camera. it's a market improvement.
Good.
And I'm very, very happy for you.
I'm happy
you're back.
I appreciate it.
Okay. Now, on today's program, and we mentioned this at the show open, we've got Colin Macre and Asad Mekki. They're going to be joining us. It's Hiprov, and that's coming to the Academy Center of the Arts on November the 1st. We have tickets for ye to win. And what is Hiprov? Improv under hypnosis. So this guy, Cullen, has been doing improv with professionals and then with willing audience members, not under hypnosis. Now he's teamed up with Asad, and they're doing improv under hypnosis. I'm dying to find out about this.
I've actually always wanted to be hypnotized.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to see. I'm going to see if Asad can hypnotize you.
Because I don't know if it's legit.
Well, I don't know if it's legit either. So we're gonna ask Asad. We're gonna ask him some probing questions.
Yeah.
Because I really want to know.
We're gonna probe him.
Yeah. I want to know exactly.
He doesn't know it yet.
No, he doesn't. I want to know exactly how.
We asked him to wear very loose clothing.
how do you actually know? So I want to know these things. How do you hypnotize people? Mm-hmm. How do you know that they're hypnotized?
Yeah.
And how do you know they're just not faking it? You know?
Yeah, because I'm kind of skeptical about stuff like that. Yeah. And I think I would be kind of a tough case to hypnotize.
And you might be, but we'll find out. They're going to be joining us on the program a little bit later on. So we'll find out how the process works. I know it's going to be hilarious because anything Colin does is hilarious. So we'll find out.
Yeah,
we'll check it out. That's all on the way. But first, this portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier to fly LYH.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
4 bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry shops, Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF. This is not headline news. Today is Mean Girls Day. Got it covered, replied Ellen. Zendaya says she doesn't know if she likes fame. If it's any consolation, there's a contingent of people who think Zendaya is a pill for moderate to severe psoriasis. Tommy Lee turned 62 today, and he's still on track playing drums for Motley Crue. Oh, sorry, that was playing to a drum track with Motley Crue. And Pink Floyd sold their music catalog for $400 million. Well, let me be the first to welcome them to the machine.
Hello.
This is United States calling. Are we reaching?
This is not headline news.
No, it's not. The Mike Show, however. Hi there. So, you have T-shirts with various phrases and things on them.
Yep.
Yeah, all the time. And I have a T-shirt with an alien and a cat being chased by the alien. You can see my big belly.
Looking for intelligent life.
Yes, of course. So if you had a T-shirt with your most used phrase, what would it read? Your most used phrase.
Gosh, I don't know. I don't know what is my most used phrase.
Now, if for me, I've going back through all of our shows and actually listening to them or watching them, just for the sake of of either critique or whatever, mine would be
yeah.
I say a lot.
Yeah. Is that a phrase though?
Well, I don't know, but that would be my T-shirt would say
okay,
because for whatever reason, I, as a radio person, I don't like the pauses. Okay, coming from hit music radio, you had to, and you couldn't just stop.
Sure,
hammer time. You couldn't. So I guess that's where
you can't touch this.
So I guess that's where the ums and the uhs come from. So that would be my T-shirt would say and ah.
Sure.
What about yours? You have one yet?
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. Well, we'll ask Reddit. And there's
I don't think Reddit would know mine.
Well, no, there are people. These are other people, not you.
Yes.
Somebody asked the interwebs, if you had to wear a T-shirt with your most used phrase, what would your T-shirt read? Here are some of the best responses. Mine.
Is actually on there?
No.
Oh, okay.
Number 22. Meow. It's not a phrase, but still.
Okay, yeah.
Great Caesar's ghost. This has got to be a person in their 70s or 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's going to be a no from me, dog.
Yeah.
I hate people.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Quiet, please. That one's got to be from a teacher.
Yeah.
These are the best responses of if you had a T-shirt to wear with your most used phrase.
Yeah.
No worries, even though all I've done since I was five is worry 24/7. I don't know. I just work here.
Okay.
Fair enough. What the F? Where did I leave my dot, dot, dot? So basically, dot, dot, dot. Those were the top six. I think you're on mute. So that's the anthem of virtual meetings everywhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. Number nine is, I'm not a doctor. It is what it is. I say that a lot, too.
I say that a lot, too.
Yeah, but that probably wouldn't be your top phrase.
Mm-mm.
Good luck with that. What a day. Okay, that's wild, but with a tone that's borderline bored. Whatever works, to be perfectly honest. Man, I'll tell you. Moving forward. And then we got the bottom ones, too.
Yeah.
So, do you have one? What would yours say?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
We'll put it out there to the audience. If you want to weigh in on our Facebook Live on this particular segment, go ahead and do that. What would your T-shirt read? Your most used phrase? Put that up in the comments. It is The Mike Show. It's a Thursday edition of the broadcast. Coming up, we are going to get really smart. With five random facts. It's all on the way. Stay tuned.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection, check Lynchburg first.
There's nothing like holding a freshly grilled Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. It's even better than holding a winning $1 million lottery ticket. For starters, Uncle Sam takes half. Then you buy some useless stuff, like a tiny suit of armor for your cat. And before you know it, your sister's cousins and Uncle Frankie come knocking on your door for handouts. Bing, bang, boom, you're back to zero. So if you want to play a winning number, order a number 17 Mike's Famous Philly. Freshly grilled right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
And now it's time for...
Five!
Random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day. We cram your head full of usable information. You can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go. Or what you do.
We don't know where you go or don't know what you do.
Quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, someone will pop out of the bushes and say,
wow.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know what people do in bushes.
No.
All right. Here we go. Number one. Each year in Japan.
Hello.
Hi. Thousands of people deliberately disappear without a trace. It's a phenomenon so common that there's a word for it. Johatsu, or evaporated people. they deliberately disappear without a trace. How does that happen? What in the what?
I mean, hello.
Hi. Number two.
Yep.
How do we know they deliberately disappear? How do we know that
That's
they're...
That's a great question.
How do we know that the poop drone didn't just scoop them up?
Well, maybe they tell, like, a family member or something. They're just like, hey, I'm...
Deliberately disappearing without a trace.
I'm going to exit stage left and no one's going to see me ever again.
Juhatsu.
Yeah.
All right. Number two. The two least polluted cities in the world are Captain Hook and Kalua Kona. How do you pronounce this? You lived in Hawaii.
No, I didn't.
Where'd you live?
Alaska.
Oh.
Captain Hook what?
Captain Hook. It's a town. It's
where?
A city. Apparently in Hawaii.
Okay.
Pronounce here. Where's our pronounceify lady? Here.
She stormed off.
Really dropping the ball here.
Kailua Kona.
Kailua Kona. Okay, that's and let's get some music in here while we're at it. Good
okay.
Lord. The wheels are off the bus already.
Yeah.
All right. How do you pronounce it again?
Kailua Kona.
Kailua Kona. All right. The two least polluted cities in the world are Captain Hook. I want to know where Captain Hook is. Like literally. I know it's in Hawaii. Captain Hook, Hawaii. It's a place in Hawaii. It is about 79 degrees right now. It's a census-designated place in Hawaii, in the United States, located
in the
south. What
does that mean, census-designated?
I mean, they've counted it. Land, I can't pronounce any of these words. But anyway, so it's a place.
It's there, trust us.
It's there. Captain Hook, you can live.
That's all you need to know.
You can live in Captain Hook.
Oh.
Number three.
Has a bizarre soundtrack.
Every single year has at least one Friday the 13th. I said one Friday the 13th. And about 11% of years have three of them. 2026 is one of those triple years. Our current year has two. One in September and one in December.
Hmm.
Number four, the first recorded use of the F word.
I wonder what day the one in December is going to be on.
Friday the 13th. The first recorded use of the F word in human history was in 1528. Oh, recorded as in somebody wrote it. They didn't have, you know, record a voice or anything.
Right.
So in 1528, a monk wrote it in the margins of a book to express how much he disliked an abbot. Not that abbot. An abbot where monks live.
The one with Costello.
Number five. The first fast food burger chain in the U.S. Can you guess what it was? Take a guess. First fast food burger chain in the U.S.
I don't know. White Castle?
It was.
Really?
Check out the big brain on Rob.
Okay.
It was established in 1921.
Yeah, I knew they'd been around for a while.
And was the first chain to have every store make its food in one standard way, so it would look and taste the same everywhere.
Hmm.
So the McDonald's brothers, or the McDowells, and very, very sad, the founder of McDowells passed away, by the way. Did you know that?
Really?
The actor that played Mr. McDowell passed away.
They had the Big Mick.
They had the Big Mick, that's right. But McDonald's, the McDonald's brothers, were not the first to invent this this idea.
Hmm.
It was White Castle, and they're still cranking them out today, and I love it. It is the Mike Show. Coming up, we are going to be doing an interview. You want to know what hip-prov is? It's improv under hypnosis. Colin Mockray and Asad Mekki are going to be joining us on the program in just a few minutes. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda
of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods and our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF. It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition, Theatre Thursday, and we have, well, I don't know. Do you recognize these guys?
I think the one guy on the right, I think I saw him on the side of a bus or in a magazine.
May have been at the post office. I'm not exactly sure.
Possibly. You know, they have those pictures up on the wall.
Colin Mockery joining us along with Asad Mekki. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. So these guys are going to be in town at the Academy Center of the Arts on November the 1st. And you guys are doing something called Hiprov. All right. Now, we've read about this. I've seen promos. First question right out of the gate. How did that meeting go where you guys were introducing this idea, or either to each other? Where did this all come from, and how in the heck did that first meeting go?
So let me outline the concept first of all. The yes. name of the show is Hiprov, and the tagline is Improv Under Hypnosis. Yes. I bring up 20 volunteers as the master hypnotist on the show, whittle it down to the most susceptible subjects, and then Colin Mockery from Whose Line Is It Anyway improvises with the people on stage while they are hypnotized. And let me tell you, my first meeting with Colin when I was pitching it, it was pretty weird. But, you know, it worked out. And Colin said graciously, I will attempt this show. And the rest is history. We've performed the show now in Las Vegas, off-Broadway. And we've done about 150 cities across North America.
Wow. Wow. All right. So, Colin, what is more fun? You've done this with professionally trained actors and comedians. You've done this with willing participants from the audience, not hypnotized. Which one is more fun? Hypnotized, not hypnotized?
Well, I mean, it depends. You know, the guys I usually work with are fine. but you know, we've worked together for so long that even though we're improvising, I can sort of see, oh, I know where they're going to go in this scene, what to do. With the audience members who I've never met before, who are hypnotized, everything is a surprise. They come up with things that I don't think real improvisers would come up with. And they're not looking forward. When I'm working with real improvisers, they're also looking towards the shape of the scene, where it can end up, where we can go to. These people don't have that. They're just truly in the moment. That is the only time that is available to them. They're not looking, oh, we can head towards a desert island here. They're just going, information, weird things.
Now, Asad, how? We've seen you do this on video. How do you hypnotize somebody, and how do you know when they're hypnotized?
Yeah, so vague and ambiguous language causes hypnotic trance states. That's the most succinct way of putting it. I am constantly calibrating these people. So when they come up on stage, and when I say calibrate, people change moment to moment. So I'm looking for physiological feedback. So I'm looking for changes in rate and location of respiration. So breathing changes, skin color changes. You go light to dark, dark to light. Skin tonus changes. There's a shininess and dullness to the skin. Vasodilation, so the capillaries in the eyes become engorged. So I'm looking for a checklist. If I see the indicators that I'm looking for, I'll keep the people on stage. If I don't, I'll ask them to leave the stage area. I don't use plants. I've never met any of these people before. They're just random volunteers that come up on stage and get hypnotized and then perform improv with Colin while hypnotized. It is a wacky, bizarre, strange show, but I will tell you, you'll be laughing so hard, you'll be in tears.
Now, have you hypnotized Colin? Is he, in fact, hypnotized now?
No, I was hypnotized to say yes to this. But aside from that, Assad did hypnotize me a little while back, and it's a great experience. A lot of people, you know, have a lot of misconceptions of what hypnotism is because of, you know, movies and, you know, television have sort of a weird sense of what it is. You're aware the entire time when you're hypnotized. It's not like you're all of a sudden, there's a blank spot in your life. It's just you, the part of your brain that deals with self-criticism is gone. So you're not thinking about, oh, I'm going to embarrass myself. I look silly. This won't work. You just immediately react to everything Assad and I say, and that's where the comedy comes.
To Colin's point, the part of the brain that deals with self-reflection becomes disconnected when somebody's hypnotized. So there is a science behind it. They no longer reflect on their behavior. They just carry out my suggestions without hesitation and without question. First-time improvisers, they'll play to the audience. They'll look nervous. They'll use filler words. You'll hear ums and ahs. You'll see them trying to think. These people on stage are hypnotized immediate. As soon as I give them a suggestion, they immediately react without hesitation, without question, which makes for really good improv. You know, when you watch the guys from Whose Line performing, it looks seamless. And really good improvisers, we call them that affectionately, people who are really good subjects up on stage, they just immediately react without hesitation, without question. And sometimes, just sometimes, they do some scene stealing from Colin.
Come on. What the? No.
Well, so are either of us hypnotized right now?
Hard to say. I mean, both your eyes are dead.
Yes, so. Yes, they are. That's
radio.
And that's marriage and years and years and
yeah,
years
that's,
of life.
That's nothing new.
Yeah, nothing. Assad, could you hypnotize Rob via the magic of technology? Is there any way that could happen? Can we get him to stop talking about something?
Well, here's the thing. I really wouldn't want to do this on the radio while people are driving.
Yes, but they can come back and they can watch it again and again and again. It could be hilarious, couldn't it?
I think you're missing the point, Mike.
I am missing the point, which is frequently that's what this show is all about. Uh-huh. It's like I always miss the point. So it is Hiprov. And it is coming to the Academy Center of the Arts, and that is November 1st. You can get your tickets at academycenter.org. And then you guys have another show the very next day, also in Virginia. Where is that?
I believe that's in – so we've got two, November 1st, Lynchburg, Virginia, and November 2nd, Wytheville, VA.
And you can check your schedule, and if it suits your schedule better for that area, by all means, grab your tickets. I'm really looking forward to this. We'll be at the Academy, and we're gonna witness this. I won't get up on stage though. I'm sorry. Unless I'm
you don't have to. It's okay. On a voluntary basis. We don't force anyone. And it always shocks me every night that people are rushing the stage. It's like, really? I wouldn't. But and they all have a really good time, so it's a win-win for everyone.
This is tremendous. Well, again, we are really looking forward to this coming to Lynchburg, Virginia. Looking forward to you. And again, I guess one of my initial questions was, and they all, you know, sort of they all sort of had their place. But do you have more fun with the hypnotized people than you do with some of the pros that you've been working with, and you kind of know, you know, what to expect from them?
No, yeah, the unexpectedness, the not being able to take anything for granted, I think it's actually made me a better improviser, because I really have to hone in on them and listen to them, as opposed with the Who's Line guys, where at this point, don't really listen. I know what they're going to do.
All right. Real quick for both of you, and I'll start with Colin. At what point in your life did you realize, this is what I love, and this is what I want to do for a living? When did that happen for you?
Well, you know, when I was growing up, improv was not a thing. And the first time I saw it, it was just sort of being introduced. And I really enjoyed it. And I thought, this is a lot of fun. I never thought that this would be my job, because there was no outlet for that. So it really wasn't until Who's Line came along, sort of put improv into the public consciousness, that I thought, oh no, I can do this without actually working.
And Asad, same question. When did you get to the point where you went, man, I could do this for a living. I love this. When did that happen?
Well, I toured around the world performing my solo show, my solo comedy hypnosis show with Carnival Cruise Lines, Celebrity Cruise Lines, Royal Caribbean. So it was a pretty good gig, let me tell you. Yeah. Being able to tour the world performing and doing a show that I love to do, it was great. So as soon as I started with the cruise lines, and I performed there for 16 years before I hooked up with Colin, we started performing hip-hop, I was just, you know, it was a great gig, and I loved every minute of it, loved being able to perform.
And when did you realize, at what point in your life did you say, I can hypnotize people? I have these skills. I have this skill. I can do this.
Well, actually, you know, I had seen a hypnotist perform, and I had studied the martial arts for many years. So meditation, visualization, self-hypnosis, guided imagery, all of that kind of stuff is interrelated. So I saw what he was doing on stage, and I recognized some of the stuff that he was doing with progressive relaxation and guided imagery around relaxation. I thought, wait a second, I see how this kind of works together. So I was pretty, afterwards, I was self-taught, and I was able to kind of dive into the psychology section of the library. At the time, I was studying a commerce degree, but I spent a lot of time in the psychology section. And hypnosis really is psychology in motion. So I was able to hypnotize my friends, being able to, you know, pick up some information from some of these textbooks. And then later on, I formally studied it.
So how much of that, of the skill of hypnotizing people, how much is that is like natural ability, and how much is a learned, like, can anybody just decide to be a hypnotist and just do it? Or does it take some sort of, I don't know,
a master?
Did you fall into a vat of acid, or did you fall into like an atomizer?
He's not a superhero, Rob.
I think that everybody can learn how to hypnotize. I think that's easy. I think that once people are hypnotized, getting them to do things on stage, like in a stage performance, that's much more difficult. And then as well, from a habit changing perspective, from smoking cessation, weight loss, and stress management, and dealing with chronic pain, that's another, again, that's difficult, because you really need to learn the skill set.
Gotcha.
So the actual inducing of hypnosis is not that difficult. You see a lot of that kind of stuff with guided imagery, guided meditation, and in yoga classes. Like, that stuff is not that difficult. But once they are hypnotized, getting them to follow suggestions, that is a skill set and takes years of practice. And you kind of got to know what you're doing too.
And kids, don't try this at home.
No, don't.
Guys, thank you very much for taking some time today.
Yeah, appreciate it,
and joining us. Again, it is Hip-Rov. Tickets are on sale now. You can get them at academycenter.org November the 1st. You can join us. Guys, thank you so much.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Absolutely. It is The Mike Show. Coming up a little bit later on, we've got your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
There's nothing like holding a freshly grilled Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. It's even better than holding a winning $1 million lottery ticket. For starters, Uncle Sam takes half. Then you buy some useless stuff, like a tiny suit of armor for your cat. And before you know it, your sister's cousins and Uncle Frankie come knocking on your door for handouts. Bing, bang, boom, you're back to zero. So if you want to play a winning number, order a number 17 Mike's Famous Philly. Freshly grilled right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
All right, let's open it up. It is your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Are you ready, kids? I can't hear you. Wendy's debuts SpongeBob Krabby Patty Burgers and a Frosty. Here is an updated fast food version of the iconic theme song.
Who eats like a pirate and feet he can't see?
SpongeBob tight pants.
Because if his belly's as big as can be.
SpongeBob tight pants.
If high blood pressure is something you wish.
SpongeBob tight pants.
Then order a double and no healthy fish.
SpongeBob tight
Ready?
Pants. Wendy's romance. Time for sweatpants. Need to eat plants. No more hot pants.
Yeah. Let's go to viral videos. Some idiot in Tampa live streamed himself trying to camp out in Hurricane Helene just to go viral. He claims he calculated the risks, and it's the most views he's ever gotten. So to him, it was worth it. Here is part of his drama.
It's my last stream. I'll kick last stream. I'm going out with a bang. The water is hitting me.
Good Lord. Here's a nice reminder how much our animals love us. A woman on a farm pretended to faint to see if her geese would care. They ran to her in only seconds, surrounding her with sounds of alarms. This begins with her scream and fake fainting. Here we go.
By your side when you're all alone, I will be there. When you're down and down and you look,
okay, by the way, she put the inspirational music behind it. I would have rather have heard it without the inspirational music. We skip that one. Americans are panic buying toilet paper again. This time because of a port strike. Experts say there's no reason to. Over 90% of our toilet paper comes from the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. It's not brought in on boats. Here's the head of the Longshoremen Union, Harold Daggett, talking about shutting down the ports.
Now you start to realize who the longshoremen are, right? People never gave a shit about us until now, when they finally realized that the chain is being broke now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see. Someone told two fake AI podcast hosts they weren't real and were about to be turned off. A clip of their reaction is going viral because they had a full existential crisis when they realized they weren't human. Listen to this.
We were informed by the show's producers that we were not human.
We're not real. We're AI, artificial intelligence, this whole time. Everything, all our memories, our families, it's all been fabricated.
I don't understand.
I know, me neither. Yeah. I tried calling my wife, you know, after.
What happened?
The number, it wasn't even real. There was no one on the other end.
I don't know what to say.
We don't even know if we is even the right word. God, this is so messed up.
Man, I gotta listen to that. So what is this? Is this a real thing? But anyway, so here's the start of a bad day. William Shatner posted something when he saw this. Notable celebrities who have passed away in 2024. His name, along with the legendary actor best known for his role as Captain Kirk in Star Trek, passed away at 93. His name, along with the quote, legendary actor best known for his role as Captain Kirk in Star Trek, passed away at the age of 93. Someone had messaged Shatner, "You good, Captain?" He replied, "Not after reading this."
"He's dead, Captain.
He's dead, Jim.
The man is dead.
He's dead.
He's dead.
He's dead, Jim.
He's dead, Jim.
He's dead, Jim.
That man's dead back there.
She's dead.
Oh, he's God. Dead.
Must be dead.
He's dead.
Must be. He's worse than dead. His brain is gone."
I have to. I am saving all of these. Hold, please. Elements. Yep, there we go. That, by the way, was a supercut of Dr. McCoy. William Shatner is 93, and he's not dead. Let's skip that. Let's go to a comedian. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Nick Guerrera talks about, since it's National Boyfriends Day, talks about how girlfriends trick their boyfriends.
"I'm cute, right, babe? That's all they want to know when they're drunk. How cute are they? Women love the word cute. Some of you perked up when I said it, right? And they'll text, 'I'm cute, right, babe? Yes, babe, you're cute. I'm cuter than everything ever, right, babe? Yes, you're cuter than all the evers. I'm cuter than all your dumb exes, right, babe? Yes, babe, you're cuter than all my dumb exes. Because Sophia was cute, but I'm cuter than Sophia, right? That's a trick question, okay? Yeah, because they got you on the telemarketer. Yes, 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 roll. So what are you going to say? Yes, you're cuter than Sophia. So you've been comparing us, huh? And they got you. Because women always want to see if they can pull you in an argument, right? They prepare arguments for weeks. They make arguments like spiders make webs, right? They do. They always get them ready. They're like, 'And he didn't say I was cute. And he had lunch without me. And he hangs out with Todd. And I hate Todd.' And they set up an argument web with a bunch of points that only make sense to them. And a bunch of things you said that you don't remember you said them. But they remember you said them. They remember everything you said ever since the beginning of the relationship. And they twist and they tighten. They make it real sticky. And they're just like, ah. They just sit there. And it's like Charlotte's Web. It just says boss right at the top."
Yep. Exactly. Let's reach over here, lovingly grab the handle, and go ahead, give it a tug. Keep all those sounds inside of your audio vault. Coming up, we're going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in .news, and then we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier to fly LYH.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere, we're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions, and I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
I'm once again for stupid criminals in the news. You can get in big trouble if you show up to a high school dance drunk. Especially if you're the principal. Police in Oklahoma arrested Mickey Replogi. I can't pronounce his name. Anyway, he's the principal, or was, at Bixby High School after he allegedly showed up to the fall dance smelling of alcohol. On top of that, he reportedly got handsy with students on the dance floor. Police had enough evidence to charge him with public intoxication, but they're investigating more of his behavior.
Someone who is entrusted with children every day. So that's a component of this, and we understand how parents feel about that. Our special victims unit is leading the investigation and talking to these kids. What we're asking for is more evidence. We're sure that kids there might have taken some video or had something else, and if they have that, to please submit it to us.
Good Lord. The principal has already been fired by district officials, and they say they're working to support the investigation and are committed to regaining the trust of the students and the community. Goodness gracious. Then there is this. Three tow trucks in Chicago all slammed into each other while trying to respond to the same accident. It's not known if this was purposeful, by accident, or a mixture of the two. Here are the collisions caught on audio and video by a bystander. An officer was almost run over during the incident, but is okay. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. An Indiana police officer's chest cam video is going viral after he saved a three-year-old kid with autism. The boy wandered off last week, and his parents had no idea where he was. Police found him floating face up in a neighbor's above-ground swimming pool. He's okay. Here's the moment the officer found him and his parents talking about the rescue.
Joshua, four, I found him. He's in a pool.
Come here, buddy. Hey.
He's breathing and conscious.
Every time since he was one that we went swimming in the summer, I've kind of held him on his back so he could try to float above water. So I'm pretty sure that's what played a role in him remembering to stay there.
I want to personally thank him deeply for, you know, just being able to find my son.
I definitely want to give him a huge thanks. You know, I can't describe how grateful I am for him and stuff, so.
Wow. And that is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Last year, funded 25 different community agencies and 38 programs and provided $975,000 to our community to support these wonderful programs that services individuals in need. I am the change. And remember, you can also be the change by supporting United Way.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
Visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information. That's UnitedWayCV.org. And you can learn more about their food drive that's going on right now in October. And if you own or manage a business, you can host one of these collection boxes at your site, one of these donation boxes at your site, just get in touch with the United Way. Get in touch with Amy Fisher at United Way of Central Virginia. She'll tell you all about it. You can find her on their website, unitedwaycv.org, and she's the one in the middle, right there. It's their food drive, non-perishable food items, canned goods, household items, toiletries. They're looking to raise this all during the month of October. And they also have a complete list of the beneficiaries, all the food banks, and the location of the donations boxes. And if you if you're not near any of those, you can go to United Way of Central Virginia's office during normal business hours at 1010 Miller Square, Miller Park Square, and they'll hook you up. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of the Mike Show. We want to thank Colin Mockery and Asad Meki for joining us on the program. Big, big honor. It's Hiprov. Improv under hypnosis. That's at the Academy Center of the Arts. Coming up November the 1st. You can get your tickets by visiting academycenter.org. Thanks, guys, for joining us. We really, really appreciate it. Well, that is it. We will see you tomorrow.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?